Yeah. Sampai sana.
Now we are talking about rajasika action. But action done by one longing for desired object. Completely result oriented. Too much attachment to the fruit of the action. Or done with egoism. I am doing this. A lot of people keep on saying, nobody is working. I am the only one who is working. What to do? So many years I am working. I am working. I am the doer. I am the actor. You know?
I.
There is more I than action. That's part of our nature. Again, with much effort is declared rajasika. I think we did this, no?
We did 24.
We did 24. Yeah, that's it. I thought we didn't do this. So, we did. I was talking about much effort.
24th man, we did.
Remember,
that.
Too much effort.
Yeah.
Why there is too much effort?
Too much effort.
Because of the result.
One is that focus on the result, where there is too much focus on I.
Yeah.
When there is too much focus on I, it's tremendous effort.
And you're carrying that burden.
Exactly. There's so much burden on yourself. You do the action for the sake of action. There's no expectations, no burden, no effort. And here it is, too much effort. Bahulaya. There's so much attachment. See, if you have to run a running race, tying yourself to too many items, dumbbells, people who do just enough exercise also, they carry some dumbbells and walk. So like that, if you have too many items tied to you, can you walk without stress? Dumbbells, chairs, this, people, like that mentally, we are running with so much of attachment. If you look into the mind of the person who is in the worldly activities nowadays, there's so many things that he or she is attached. So it's exactly like running with all the stuff. See, I think it's Leo Tolstoy who gives the story. He says, a king has organized a running marathon competition. And he said, the race will start at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And anybody can participate. How much of a distance you can cover till 6 p.m. that much is yours. And people ran, not satisfied with how much they have covered, but to cover more. Many of them died by afternoon. This is how a rajasic person is. There is another story in Africa that is in the same lines. He says, a king has no head to the throne. So he said, I want to select a head for the throne. So he said, age group from this to this can come. I'm going to have a running race. He had only one daughter. He didn't have son. So he wanted somebody to marry his daughter and become king. He said, okay, I'll have this running race and you have to complete this distance. And whoever comes first will get to marry my daughter and become the king. And what he had done is, on the way, he had stacked a lot of gold bricks. Bricks made of gold. He had stacked. He said, as you are running, you can pick up as many gold bricks as you want. And as many gold bricks as you want, you can pick up, and that many would become yours. Free. And if you win the race, you get my daughter. A lot of fellows who participated in the race, as they were running, they were picking up all the bricks as much as they can.
Yes.
And as much what happened, as much they collected, their running capacity reduces, no? They're tired. And one fellow said, listen, I'm not picking up any gold bricks. I will come first, and if I marry the queen, then the gold that is there in the country all belongs to the king only.
He was focused.
Very focused. So therefore, he was focusing on the action. All the other fellows were the result. What I can get, what I can get. Attached.
No, but wasn't he also focusing on what he can get eventually?
You must have a goal. Without that, nothing, don't have a goal. But while acting, don't think of the goal. That is what. A rajasic person is constantly thinking about the goal. Swamiji says in many houses where he goes to stay, every room he goes, the problem is there is a mirror and a rain stick. He says every room there is a mirror, rain stick. Mirror, rain stick. Because the people at home, they want to utilize the rain, but they are too attached to the result. You automatically take care of your diet and exercises, you will automatically lose weight. But there is too much result to weight ratio. So goal should be there. Sattvic action, the goal is there. It's propelled by the intellect, not by lack of intellect. You understand? But you're not thinking about the result all the time. And to the extent you keep thinking about the result, I, what will I get? I will. There is so much of effort. I wonder. Sattvic action is effortless. Because you do it as a spoke in the wheel of life. You understand? Whereas a rajasic person is not doing it like that. He's not doing it like spoke in the wheel of life. He's not doing it like an instrument in the hands of totality. I am doing it. Is anybody looking? How much effort I'm putting? What is the result I'm getting? A tremendous mental stress. Oh my God, I have done so much, nobody is noticing. You get upset even more. You know? So, whereas a rajasic person, no upset, nothing. A nightingale sings not because it wants appreciation. Anybody appreciates, doesn't care. He just sings. Same way the peacock comes, dances. So no stress. Effortlessly dances. If the focus is on you, become self-conscious. How many people are appreciating? What is happening? Where is that? It's tremendous. See, the obstacle is in the form of mind and ego. Now in the sattvic person's case, he's removed those obstacles. In the form of mind and ego, he's removed. As long as there is this obstacle called the mind and ego, it's like driving a car with handbrakes on. When you drive the car with handbrakes on, there is tremendous stress. And the journey is also very jerky. You don't really enjoy. No? So therefore, he says, in the case of rajasic, there is tremendous attachment to the desired object. And the ego is what they do. I am the reward. I am doing it. So what is my reward? Only this much? What is the use? When you look at a child has no worries of the past and anxiety of the future. Tremendous energy. The moment you get into worries of the past and anxiety of the future, see, when our action is propelled by likes and dislikes, there is tremendous anxiety always. Will my like be fulfilled or not? And even if it is fulfilled, will it be retained? It's not only fulfilling. It needs to be retained also. How long can you retain? There is this tremendous attachment. Therefore, there is tremendous stress and effort. Next. Anubandham chayam simsam. Anubandham chayam simsam. Anapeksha paurusham. Anapeksha paurusham. Moha dhadavyate karma. Moha dhadavyate karma. Yattattama samuchyate. Yattattama samuchyate. Anubandham chayam simsam. Anapeksha paurusham. Moha dhadavyate karma. Yattattama samuchyate. An action undertaken from delusion. Regardless of the consequence, loss, injury, and the ability is called tamasic. So tamasic action is itself undertaken out of delusion, confusion.
surprised that a tennis player, an old one, is suddenly
So, see, when you take an action out of delusion, means what? What does delusion mean?
You
can
climb Everest.
You see,
you can climb Mount Everest.
So what is delusion?
Imagination.
Confusion, and you are not like
you
it is illusion. It's like you are in an illusion which is not reality. You are away from reality.
You don't know the truth, you don't know your abilities.
A lot of delusion that people get to activities like, if I get up from the left side of my bed every morning, my serious eyelids will become like this.
That's delusion or that's superstition?
Totally. That is delusion. There is no foundation for that logic. What is the proof or the logical explanation for that? There is something gone wrong with your eyes. Seriously. And you are trying to do the action of getting up from the bed every morning. That is absolute confusion. It's delusion coming from. So is the superstition. The superstition is action coming from delusion. That is tamasic. See, in tamasic there is no reasoning. You understand? There is no complete confusion, no reasoning.
Total ignorance.
Totally ignorance. Not to be ignorant, I think it is.
Yes.
Oh, that is a delusion.
Action based on presumption of knowledge.
Yeah.
Also be.
Exactly. Not just ignorance. It's delusion. Delusion is not only they don't know, but they think they know. So there are so many actions like this. See, tennis player example that Swamiji gives, you can say for delusion, but it is more for ability. At the age of 45, without taking your ability into consideration, that is also delusion only. But this one, like I am saying, clearly out of delusion. Take this for 20 days, you will become aware. Take this for 20 days. Or do this for 35 days, you will become aware.
Send this WhatsApp to 100 people. It comes to those people, the telephone companies.
Keep that decision for 50 days and maybe at least a week mind. A non-rational mind is one. No, when you're in desperation or when you're really, really upset, something in action.
So even anybody, some people, when you are normal,
then you put your logic on one side and then.
No, but like.
Could you want a solution?
No, like, from my side, I don't do a part. I mean, not that is going to cure. I mean, I do my medical, but I do a part also.
I am saying there are tamasic actions in this world out of delusion. No, they do. That your life, you do. There is no reason supporting it. That's why I gave that one example.
I do the medical treatment. I don't say God will save the eyes. I mean, you do your medical treatment.
But that means you are also getting up from the left side.
No.
And that getting up from the left side is delusion. But puja is not what I am talking about.
Puja.
I am not talking about puja. I say, if by getting up from the left side, you understand? Suppose you have a problem on the right side, and doctor says don't strain it too much, and you get up from the left side, you become aware. That's a different matter. But you have a problem with your eyes, or your stomach, and you're getting up from the right, the left side, and you become alright. I mean, that is a clear tamasic action. And you're doing it.
But doing that, you're not losing out on anything. You think maybe it's the right or the left side of the brain, some logic may be there.
So that's simple. This is delusion.
Because
there is
one.
This is delusion. Some logic may be there. Maybe it will become all right. Maybe, maybe.
It's like believing in God then. Believing in God
is also delusion. Believing in God. She explained that. She explained that. I believe in God, but I also go to doctor. That is a different thing.
No, then belief in God is as much of a superstition or religion as getting
on. No, I don't not do anything for my
religion.
Not under a person.
Not you. I'm saying. It's a question.
I'm answering the question. Believing in God and not doing your action would become what you are saying. Believing in God, I surrender to Him my worries and anxieties and I do my actions. That is a better, that's the right thing to do for a person who has a belief. But if you believe in God and say, I am not going to do anything, God will take care.
God will take care.
That is a different thing. We are talking about different things here. When a person has a belief in God, yes, it is a belief. He has not seen God. It is a belief. But he is not deluded and doing an action that God will write the exam, I am not studying for it.
Taking charge of your karma as well as believing in God.
I surrender my worries and anxieties to that whatever unknown force it is and I do my action. That in fact calms my mind. As a result of that calmness, I am able to think better. But I am still doing my action. That is a different thing. But if you just say, I just believe in God, God will take care of it, and I don't want to do anything. So then, you know, it's a total blind thing. So here, out of delusion means wrong thinking. Any action that you take out of wrong thinking, I can...
No, obviously you think you're thinking right, that's why you're taking the action. If you know you're taking right, you're thinking wrong, you're not going to take that action.
It's not that you're thinking that you're right. You don't even want to question that. What is the logic? Just because I think it has to be right. What is the logic for it? You should be able to explain the logic for it. So, also, one more thing I'll tell you. When he explained Tamasek, Rajasek, Sattvic, you have to take all the aspects into consideration and look at it. Now I'll just tell you, see, out of delusion and then out of lack of not looking to consequences, loss, it's not necessarily the loss, injury, person will, like for example, procrastination is what? Delusion, I think will happen, I'll handle it. Delusion and loss, consequence is going to be loss. But are you bothered about the consequence? No. Keep on progressing. I said, we all will live for another 100 jammas. What will happen to us tomorrow, we don't know. When this has to be done now, where do I want to put it? To the future. It's delusion. Nothing will happen. Everything will be fine. I have done it 5 times, 20 times, nothing happened. So this time also, nothing should happen. This time something fatal can happen. I don't believe. There are people, when doctor is suggesting do a biopsy, they think no, nothing will be there, and they are taking their own way of dealing with it. Those kind of things would come under tamasic. So, and ability. What is my ability? Should I get into it? Meaning without thinking. Rushing into action without thinking is tamasic. And similarly, postponing an action without thinking. Not understanding about ability. Can I do it? Is it possible? What is my age? What is my background? Can I do it? Are I prepared for it? No questions asked.
But till you don't stretch yourself also, then how do you achieve something?
Stretching you will have to, but stretching is based on your capacity. When you go to the gym, the coach makes you stretch and makes another person stretch a little more based on your capacity, based on that fellow's capacity. So that stretching is also based on your ability. You understand what I'm trying to say? You stretch beyond your ability, then it is tamasic. So there has to be some reasoning, there has to be some foundation. In tamasic there is nothing. But do it 3 times and you become all right. There is nothing there. I did it 3 times, it became all right. So, tamasic action. Smoking. The loss, injury that we cause to our own body. Absolutely out of will. Not all, but some of them, when they are smoking, as if they are conquering the world. You don't drink, you don't know how to socialize. We are not saying you should drink or should not drink. But why you come to the conclusion that the fellow doesn't drink so well? The injury that is caused to the body, you understand? Without taking that into consideration, you do an action. It's nonsense. Neglect.
Guruji, why do you say pyaaz is a tamasic food and all that?
In the previous chapter we studied, where it talks about sattvic as a tamasic food. So if you see there are certain aspects mentioned. Based on that they say. But food doesn't make you tamasic. But food is conducive for developing tamas or rajas or tamas. Conducive. In fact, tamasic person would go for tamasic choice of food. Rajasic person would go for rajasic choice of food. Sattvic person would go for sattvic choice of food. And certain type of food are conducive for development of these gunas. It doesn't mean that if you keep on eating sattvic food, you will become sattvic. You do all the other things also. But sattvic food is conducive. So, for that reason they say it is tamasic. So, if you go and read that portion, he says this produces tamasic. It's not that once if you eat, you immediately it will become tamasic. You have to continuously, if you keep on eating it.
Could it be that in earlier times, because it was bad smelling, they considered it tamasic? No, it's not
tamasic. So understand this. When you do an action, like today in business, without one's ability to pay back, people take loan. And then I can manage. How do you manage? Something here. You say no? Something here. Does it bring that? Yeah, because. What is that? Tamasic action. Business people, lot of people do this. And not only that, when people give loan, they give without thinking, what is the capacity of the person who is taking, how much he can come back, how much money, if it doesn't come back, I am okay, how much will it affect me, no thinking, simply give. Not considerably, That's why he said unmindful repercussion, heedless to the outcome. A lot of people do this kind of thing. Like a person smuggling contraband goods across the country, driving when intoxicated, losing temper against the employer. What are the consequences? No thinking about the consequences. See, in the case of a rajasic fellow, he is thinking about the consequence and he knows this would be the right thing to do, this will be the consequence, but he is attached. He wants it, he craves for it. Because of tamas, no thinking, nothing, simply rajas. That's the case. Where could I go? It will not happen to me. How will it not happen to you? What is the reasoning behind it? behaving in a certain way, that all the reputation goes for a toss. You understand that response? One action of yours can bring down all your reputation. You built for so many days. Hurting people, not knowing that when I hurt somebody, it actually comes back to me. What goes around, comes around. That is delusion. You say, I finished him off. I got a kick out of it. Just gave it one way. But what you are not understanding is, out of delusion, you are saying this. If you really understood how the law works, what goes around, comes around. You are the one suffering with it. Sleepless nights after agitation. You and me. So that is delusion. Completely ulta. Not understanding that forgiving is far superior than revenge.
But isn't forgiving also, I mean, you're doing it because you want peace of mind and you don't want bad things again happening to you. So isn't that also doing it out of selfish?
That's the right thing. You come in this world to live peacefully. Every day you want to fight, forget chances, you have to fight.
No, you forgive for your own satisfaction. I mean, for your own peace of mind.
Also,
your own peace
not
of mind.
Your own satisfaction. When will you forgive?
When you are peaceful.
When you want peace.
When you are able to rise above that level and view it from a different angle.
Yes.
When you forgive. You should have said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they are doing. Because they see it from a different level.
So if
you remain in that level, you will never let go. Don't let go. You are the one who is suffering. You are able to forgive because you have written about from that level, you see, chalo. No? But you understand this is how they behave, right? You forgive them. You move away from them. You don't forgive, you don't move away from it. It keeps on lingering. Mentally you got to move away. You understand? Then there will be growth. So don't move away, you don't grow. Mentally. So, these are the actions that are done with delusion and tamasya. People use vulgar words. Like professionals, isn't it? You understand? Very easily. When I say they like professionals, means they very easily, without thinking what it does to them or to others. Nothing. Typical tamasic. They are like pundits in that. You understand? So, it's typical tamasic action. What is that? Tamasic. I gave the example of smuggling. The action that Yudhishthira did. Gambling. Typical tamasic action. If you see those fellows, they're completely deluded. No, see, in fact, somebody told me this.
They could be at different levels in different positions or situations.
Who?
It could be a rustic one day and it could be a tamasic another.
See, every one of us has rajas, tamas. So, when whatever you do could be rajasic, it could become, that's a different thing. What I was trying to say is, in the gambling centers, all gambling centers make money. You understand? Why?
because the people lose money.
No, they get a cut from the minimum.
Huh?
They get a cut from the minimum.
They make the players win every now and then. If you continue to lose, you will say, hey Baba, I have a time, sign here, call I am. Understand? What they do is, after some time, you will win some $50. Now I understood how to deal with this machine. Now we will do this, we will do this. Two, three times, then one time, I will do it. And another thing, I am told, in most of these gambling centers, free alcohol. The more it goes in, the thinking,
the more delusional you be.
More delusional. And then all sorts of distractions possible at the sensual level. And then I am told there is this oxygen level is little high there.
Oh.
You understand? Oxygen level in the rooms, I believe, I don't know if it is correct, somebody told me this, little high, and there is loud music, all conducive not to think. Okay, so what will happen? You get a typical conversation action. See, when your thinking is clear, you will say, I do not want anything for which I am not paid for. Period. If I am not paid for it now, some other time will come and I will pay for it. There is no such thing as free meal in life. So when your thinking is not right, you are deluded. Free meal in life. You understand? So in our institute, it's like a this thing we do. When we go, we don't bargain. We don't bargain. The worst thing that people do is, many of the shops you cannot bargain, but it's fixed rate. But there is a lady sitting in the heat, hot sun, selling some guavas. You will go and bargain with her. She is already saying 20 rupees, and you are asking for 10 rupees. You know? I mean, see, what I am trying to tell you is that wanting to get things free for which I have not paid is a tamasic thing. A delusion. Well, if I know the law, there is no such thing as free meal. Nothing anybody gets which is free. If you contract without paying, today you pay it. Installments. In fact, you pay it in EMI, you pay more. Isn't it? So therefore, I will not touch anything free. Somebody told me during Diwali these people gamble here. So I said, one fellow said that apparently one fellow lost money, lot of money that he had, and finally he threw his Mercedes-Benz key. The latest series, whatever that he got at the time, he gave the key as a thing, and that also he lost. So as a result, what happened is he went back. In Ola, but his driver lost the job. So there is. So all sorts of tamasic actions are there. You ask for examples, I'm giving few. These are all typical tamasic actions done out of delusion and procrastination. Gambling, somehow or other we keep gambling, like maybe. Not necessarily gambling, but we keep gambling, taking chances. No. People took loan from the banks in the US because interest rate is very low. And bought houses. And they were investing in stocks, their money. Okay. And what happened was, stocks also went down, not able to pay back. They had already initially given some 20%, 30%, whatever. They paid in installments. Now, since they are not able to pay back, the bank has taken over.
Division
into oneself and hurting oneself, but when you delude others as the word, you know, when you fool others, or cheat others, or like chit funds, or actually even motive speeches just now, I mean, that's
really hurtful to the whole nation.
Now, let's not
talk
like any personality
we're
discussing in the class. Independently, we can discuss anybody.
Yeah, chit funds
is
another thing.
General examples are fine, but not any personality.
But chit funds also for people who are investing in it also.
We are discussing the principle, not the person.
Yeah.
The principle, whoever does it, if the principle is this, all this that he said, then he says it is something. Right? So, therefore I am saying,
why? The examples you gave are of personal habits and personal. I said
you take loans from the bank. And you don't pay back, of course you obviously ruin yourself, you ruin the bank also. You don't pay back.
Bank doesn't get ruined.
Of course they do. Of course they do. When the interest rates has gone up and your property is worth only this much and they have not recovered, who's paying for it? The entire public is paying for it. You and me are paying for it. I took a loan, understand this, I took a loan on my building, 10 crores. Bank gave me 10 crores. Right? Whose money they have given? Your money, my money, everybody's money. They have to pay back the interest. They have to pay salary to the employees. Now, if this fellow keeps on defaulting, maximum what they can do, they can take the property. The property is worth only this much, let's say. But the bank needs to get 20 crores. The property is worth only 12 crores, 13 crores. 7 crores, who's cheated the bank? Whose money is it? It's public's money. It is cheating public also. Not necessarily wanting to cheat, maybe. At the end of the day, you've done it. So, the point I'm trying to tell you is, it's not that whether you cheat others, it's action done out of delusion. Not
taking the bank from the bus.
Public has been taken for a ride even when they took a loan and they defaulted.
There is no attitude
of paying back only. That is what you are saying. I am understanding that. But I am saying I am only trying to say you won't discuss, let us discuss principle in the class. Outside the class is a different matter. In the class, let's not take any personality for the class. Even sometimes some people talk about some spiritual people. Why? If the class is me, let me wear it. We are coming here to study and see how we can benefit. Right? Outside the class, once the class is over, let's discuss personal thing. So I am only trying to say that there should be clear understanding that if these things fit in, it is something. Smoking, going on smoking, destroying the health. They, in fact, not that they don't know that they are going to have some problem or the other, but they still do it. It's clear some, and many of them they say, I won't do it. I may not do it. Or, when I get it, let's see. When I get the problem, let's see. What are the consequences of your family? If you something happens to you, your children, this, that, who's going to consider all this? No consideration.
But Guruji, I have this question in my mind. I have been now walking regularly. I have been doing good steps and all. I went on a 3-4-day vacation from work. I noticed my steps have really reduced. So what, because we were also partying with them. You know, it's very rigid. You come, go to work, come back, you do your exercise, you're at home. There we were going out two, three, like one dinner only was to three places. We were relaxed mood. I knew I was doing something wrong. I knew I wasn't taking the enough steps. But I wasn't doing it.
Tamas. It is tamas. I know I should be doing it now, but I am postponing it. What is that? Tamas. It is tamas.
No, but it's an effort. I mean, doing those...
That is tamas. I don't want to exert that effort. That is tamas. What is tamas?
You're doing what is pleasurable to you, not
so
what you do.
Emotionally getting excited is tamas?
Pardon?
Emotionally what is tamas? Getting excited over issues or whatever is tamas?
Getting excited over an issue would be rajas. Emotion. Excitement. So excitement when you say it's rajas.
So emotional tamas would be your anger?
Anger, I just anger is tamas.
No, that's physical, right? So
capitation
is physical. Yeah. So emotional...
He just an employee's goal. To, you know, they talk very badly, be angry and you just lose it, like, when you lose your...
People say things, all sorts of things, which destroys 30, 40 years of relationships.
Yeah.
You know, that is tamas, no? In one word, you destroy the whole goodwill that your family, their family, everybody's family has in one word.
Basically, just anger is a tamasic emotion, we can say. Anger is a tamasic.
See, anger comes when your desire is interrupted. Right?
Anger
but when you are in anger, you do tamasic things. When you are in anger, you do all sorts of tamasic things. Like, for example, this thing I said, and say something. 50, 60 years of relationships, families have been having, you know, friendships. One word, oh yeah, between husband and wife, sometimes, unbelievable how one can use such words, you know. And when you say that, thereafter you, how much ever you do, the mending is not that easy.
It
depends on the person's maturity and all that. But the scar is very deep. The mended after that it's probably, you know, at least one party has been a little mature. Otherwise it's tough. One word is enough. So, that's a typical tamasic thing. So when you say, what is the other thing? It's a pleasure. What is that?
I mean, you didn't do your exercise because you were more interested in your pleasure. I mean, I knew I was doing something. I mean, not doing it totally, but it was reduced.
That is something. Whichever way you are, it is something.
Yeah.
You yourself have said. You yourself
yeah,
said.
Yeah, I realized I was doing something wrong, but then that...
In short, at least now having said that, now let me say something positive. Now at least you are realizing that this tamas is there. This whole exercise of this studying, this is what? It's not as if I say I have zero tamas, I am cheating myself. So you have some tamas. So now you realize, yes, I have tamas in this area. Exercise is one area where I have tamas. Do you understand? Like I remember when my mother had some issues and she was operated and all that. They, you know, to improve the lung capacity, they give you the thing to blow. Huh? When she was in the hospital, they are saying your thing is not improving, so we can't do the operation. So she somehow wanted to do so they get the operation done. After she came back, they said
yeah,
she was
cold. Yeah, 4 days I didn't do that.
You understand? And then tamas. So every one of us have our chunk of tamas. So now the idea is you become aware of it. And once you become aware of it, then what do you do?
Came back to my
I'm asking you, once anybody becomes aware of their tamas, what should one do? What should one do once you become aware of the tamas? In the case of tamas, you have to inject action. In the case of rajas, you have to inject direction. In the case of tamas, you have to inject action. In the case of Rajas, you have to reject higher direction. Because Rajas people is already acting. He is just acting like a chicken without head. Now you give him a direction. So therefore, thus you will move from Tamas to Rajas to Sattva. Now when you see, you take immediate measurement. Next day, nothing doing. Point out and start doing. In fact, there is this principle called Zygarnik principle. Zygo found this, is called his name is Zygarnik. He says how to overcome procrastination. One of the things he says is, if you have to do something tomorrow, you are most likely to procrastinate. You know? He says, previous night, before going to bed, you start that action little bit and leave it halfway through. Just start it a little bit and throw it easy. So what happens, your mind doesn't want to finish anything, leave anything unfinished. So goes on working, subconscious. And the next day you are most likely to get into that action and complete it. So the things like you probably will postpone your exercises and all that, keep all your equipments and everything previous night itself. You understand? That possibility is that
principle is this?
Zygarnik. His name is Zygarnik. So therefore, you need to immediately take action. And you did tamas, whatever you asked for. Postponing, procrastinating, like this kind of using words, hurting, no? Say anything. All this is, and then gambling, and things that, knowing that it will cause problem to the health, doing it. Knowing it, whether it is physical health or family health, I'll still do it. That's tamas. If your family's health not health, who comes to health? Very clearly says in tamasic karma includes irresponsible action which ignores injury caused to others or oneself. Action indifferent towards harm caused. So indifferent to the harm nowadays. People do so much harm to the animals. Just unbelievable. There's no, see, even if you for eating purpose sake, if you are killing, do it as less harmful as possible. You know, an extremely tamasic person, nothing is happening to him when he sees people suffering. Tamasic person gets worked up. Sattvic person has the clear emotions and he deals the situation in the right calm way. He fights for it in the calm way. Rajasic person gets worked up. Tamasic person absolutely indifferent to others' emotions. You hear people, I mean the other day, many years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I read in Delhi, that there is one doctor in UP somewhere, on the border of Delhi. He amputates people's leg who has no gangrene, nothing, for some money. Because there's this racket which sends them there to amputate their leg so that they can become beggars. They become beggars. Child trafficking. And that is what? Clear tamasic action. So you know that you are doing this, but you are so indifferent But indifference is tamas. When you do an action with indifference, it's tamas. When you do an action with excitement, like Amiji said, or with tremendous expectations, all that would be rajasic. Sattvic is middle path. Being very excited, that is rajasic. Clear desire. See, rajas means desire. Tamas means inaction, indifference, heedless to consequence, irresponsible action. All that would come under tamas. Want some water?
No, thank you. That's good.
So, delusion means ulta understanding. Life is just to live, giving pleasure to my body. If I keep on living, giving pleasure to my body, there may come a time when I am 40, 50, 60, things may go wrong and I'll suffer. Instead, I give as much possible health to my body and go through pleasure so that I can lead a sustained living. But understanding is not there. So, ulta. When we will die, we don't know. So, enjoy. So, who is facing the suffering? You, the family, everybody. Isn't it? So, that is what he said. So, therefore, in tamas, there is always harming involved. A rajasic person would pursue his desires with tremendous attachment and desire. But when the harming starts getting involved in that, then it turns tamasic. That's the difference. Even going to the extent of finishing somebody to get that object, achieve that objective, personal objective, would become tamas. So if you see tamas, the harming is important. Whether oneself or others. Clearly destructive mindset. Very destructive mindset. Not constructive mindset. That destructive mindset is tamas. Laziness, heedless to consequence, all this is clearly a tamasic nature. You find out on the roads when they take this chicken, live chicken, the bikes they are taking, they have tied it and they are upside down. And it's coolly going. We are not saying that you should have only emotions to the animals, you should not have emotions to the human beings. Of course, first you show the emotions to the human beings, they belong to their own species. But that doesn't mean you show indifference to the other species, even though you are going to kill it. Typical indifference is tamas. Or you eat banana and throw the peel on the road.
Somebody else.
Tamas is. Difference. How much pollution you are causing to the world? Absolutely indifference. I must go in that car only. See, whenever you book the ticket for the flight, they ask, no? Hey, you want to pay for it? 50 rupees, 100 rupees, I don't remember how much it is. For the carbon deposits, you put this money for planting trees. So, unless necessary, you will not take flights. Once you're aware, you understand. And some of the fellow, he couldn't care less as to how much pollution is causing around. So that is also tamasic. So all this is tamasic. So remember, when it is sattvic, done out of responsibility. Rajasic, done out of attachment. Tamasic, done out of indifference. Harming, destructive. Tamasic is destructive, rajasic is selfish, sattvic is constructive, selfless, unselfish. This is how you should understand. There should be growth for oneself and others. So in the sattvic, when you work for others, does it mean that you go down? A lot of people say, oh, we should be working for others, then what happens to us? When you work for the family, are you not part of the family? When you work for your organization, are you not part of your organization? When you work for your country, are you not part of your country? So, in the name of working for the country, in the name of working for my family, I neglect myself. Then to that extent, that neglect self would come under tamas.
Constructive, selfish,
constructive. This is how you understand the belief. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Narayana eti samarpayami.
Yeah.